I don't know about you, Ron, but I can groove on that song all day long, bud.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain of the Veteran Rescue Mission here with Mr. Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Hello, we're back for another show.
Another show.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you're still keeping people cool all summer long.
All summer long.
Man. Yep. Yeah. I mean, and you have this look on your face today, like you guys have been really busy lately.
Yeah. It's a long summer.
Yeah, yeah, I could imagine. But I am so thankful for you, not only in my own house, but for the city of Tucson that definitely needs it so much. We're already ornery enough. If our ACs weren't working well,
that's right,
it would be it'd be rough living. And if you haven't been to Picture Rock Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing's Facebook page, definitely check it out. It's fun to watch.
Oh,
particularly
well,
like the systems that you put in, or like kind of the way that you kind of do stuff on the drop of the hat, emergency installs you guys do.
And we try to put some fun stuff in there too.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Try to keep it light.
Yeah, you know. It's super awesome. And just like definitely I've been loving the pictures that you have of the crew lately.
Yeah, so yeah, we like doing that.
Yeah, so Picture Rocks coolingandheating.com.
Picture Rocks Cooling.com.
So, but this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving father that's definitely blessed everybody in this studio. I mean, we're going to have a party in here, I feel like, because we just got a lot of awesome people that are bringing a lot of love. And none of that would be possible without a very loving God. And today I want to read the Lord's Prayer. It goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And it's kind of fun that I'm actually saying that little the prayer today. Granted, I say that prayer every week, because our guest today, Jennifer Tersini with Raise the Bar, I think she's going to be talking. We're going to talk a little bit about forgiveness and trespass, and you know, forgiving of the trespasses, and kind of some of the basic principles that we're taught as children and how you apply those to, you know, your business or your nonprofit. Raise the Bar being nonprofit consulting. Let's start with that. Just for our listeners who haven't heard you on the show before and don't know what Raise the Bar Consulting is.
Well, thanks, John. So we offer growth and transformation strategies for nonprofit organizations, fundraising, organizational development, capacity building, and interim leadership solutions for organizations.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. So the theme of your participation here today in regards to whether it's setting up a nonprofit, it's dealing with your volunteers, it's dealing with your staff, it's dealing with people who want to support you, it's dealing with the people you contract with, is the golden rule. How does that apply?
Yeah, you know, I've been... at the risk of being too cerebral today about this, you know, I've been thinking about this lately, because when people are called to nonprofit service, I think that it's easy for us to think about the golden rule in terms of how we treat our clients or the people we serve. Sometimes in the hustle and bustle of life, I think it gets to be easy for people to maybe lose that compass when they're sitting on a board of directors, when they're dealing with their peers, when they're dealing with vendors or contractors. And I think it's great to be able to pause and just think about, if I was the person receiving this message, or if this impacted me, how would I feel? Mm-hmm. And how would I want someone to be treating me in the moment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we get so caught in all kinds of conversations. You know, if you sit on a board, or if you're in a staff team, that get to be very focused on logistics, and it's easy for people to just react or move forward quickly, or come up with a solution that you know is going to have a cascading effect for people, without really pausing to think about, is this the right thing to do, and how how do we deliver it in a way that minimizes harm,
mm-hmm.
right? And in a way that's compassionate and caring and loving. So
mm-hmm.
I've just been thinking a lot about that.
What would you say in regard to that, Ron? I mean, I made the comments before we started the show that you're one of the nicest guys I know. So I imagine it's kind of like probably a principle that you've been living with, most of your life. And it seems like it shows. And how would you say, what type of, reaction are you getting because you operate in that capacity?
Everything that you do, there's a consequence, mm-hmm. whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. And I think everything that you do in your business, how you operate it, they're building blocks for the next step. Mm-hmm. So you can either be building for failure or you can be building for success.
Interesting. That's mm-hmm. deep. Man, I want to take that. Nice.
So yeah, so you, mm-hmm. you have to see how you treat your own employees. You have to see how you treat your customers, mm. possible future customers. So it's just, you kind of wrap that all up and try to treat everyone with the respect that they deserve. And sometimes they don't deserve.
Mm-hmm. But you'd want it.
Yeah,
so you might as well give it to them.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I also think that it can be really easy to start ranking, like, who's the most important. And it's a slippery slope, but it's done often, and I think very subconsciously, mm-hmm. right? Like, our clients are the most important, or our staff are the most important, or whatever that is. And I think that it's also easy then to see certain things that we think are just business as something that is dispensable, but there are people involved often, yeah. right? And I think that it's important as we move through, because sometimes you have to make hard decisions, but doing that with grace and compassion and thinking through the delivery and working collaboratively on solutions, I think is really important. And also to do what you can to let go of ego. You know, I see time and again, a lot of times in the work that we do, that lots of people justify their behavior, right, as okay or fine for them.
Yeah.
Like, even if they're doing something they think is not awesome, they will say, well, but, in this circumstance, what I'm doing is okay. Or I ask the rest of the group and they say it's fine, right? Like a justification of behavior that could be improved. And I just think that we can do so much better for each other and for our missions, whether that is a spiritual mission or a nonprofit mission or even a for-profit mission, by keeping that basic rule in mind, right? How would I want to be treated, and to reflect that?
If somebody wants to get your services, whether it's nonprofit coaching, consulting, help with structure, how can they do that?
They can give us a call at 520-982-5467, or they can make an inquiry online. We're RaiseTheBarLLC.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jennifer.
Thank you.
It's Jennifer with Raise the Bar. We're asking special guests, all of our listeners, all of our supporters, go to the Arizona Sands Club September 6th at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11. We're having a complimentary breakfast for you. It's called the Common Good Business Breakfast, the first Wednesday of every month at the Arizona Sands Club. It's a luxury restaurant in the U of A football stadium. We'll see you there. Go to veteranrescuemission.org for more info. I always wanted to be a drummer, but I just didn't have like the rhythm for it. Do you ever play any instruments?
I can play no instruments at all.
Okay,
no,
so
I have no artistic ability at all.
I'm with you.
I can fix things though.
Do you have trouble learning languages as well?
I've never really tried that much. I took Spanish in high school and I was okay with it.
For me, it's been anything artistic, I'm no good. No bueno.
If it's mechanical, I can figure it out.
Yeah, well, that's good. We all have our gifts. I mean, that's, I think, right. this radio show is probably about as artistic as I get.
Yeah.
And for those that are listening, this is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in the community. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my buddy Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Clean Heating and Plumbing. He's keeping you cool all summer long. So if you're hot right now, then you obviously haven't talked to Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Clean Heating and Plumbing.
That's right. Yeah, give us a call.
Give him a call. What is the number, by the way?
It's 520-440-4069. Easy. Or picturehawkscooling.com.
And that's why he wanted to be my co-host right there. So we have another good buddy in studio with us, another Arizona Sands Club member. It's like the Arizona Sands Club cadre today, because I think all of our guests are going to be Arizona Sands Club members today. I think they owe me something at this point. And he's with Transformational Publishing. He's actually, in a lot of ways, a partner of the Common Good Media. We did the writing workshop that we're still kind of planning out. And I see a lot of kind of cool projects coming out of Transformational Publishing's wheelhouse and from Dave. And so welcome, Dave. Thank you for joining, brother.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those who haven't heard of Transformational Publishing, what is Transformational Publishing?
Well, although I'm not a nonprofit per se, I like to think that I'm in service to others all the time.
Good. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Being in service doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a nonprofit. It's the way you treat people, the main thing. And that's what Transformational Publishing really is all about. I'm here to help people write books. I like to work with first-time authors and get their books out there. And whatever it takes, we'll work it out. We'll make it happen.
So how did you get there? Are you a author yourself?
I am. I practiced law for about 20 years in New York. And after 20 years of that, I said, I think I'm going to start writing books. And literally from 2005 to 2018, I wrote 10 books. After 15 years of doing that, I'd learned just about everything there is to know about publishing and self-publishing. And I decided that, you know, I think I'll put together a publishing company and help other people write books.
Well, I'm going to take you a step back. And what made you think to write those 10 books?
They had just been on my mind.
Yeah.
You know, not all of them at that time. I had been grown up during the 1960s, which was a very consciousness type of revolution going on at that time. I'd always wanted to write about that. I had been one of the early Peace Corps volunteers in the country of Nepal, and I wanted to write about that. I just had a lot of things I wanted to write about.
So almost like memoir kind of entries that you just wanted to get out of your brain, so that way you didn't forget it.
Right. But they weren't actually, it wasn't autobiography. It was sort of a fictional memoir. So I took events of my life, you know, and built a really exciting novels around that.
Interesting. How do I not have any of your books?
I don't know.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
We have to work on that.
Yeah, we definitely have to work on that.
But when you mentioned getting it out of your brain, that's one thing I want to mention, that book writing is extremely therapeutic. Everyone, whether they realize it or not, has experienced trauma in their life. But you have all this stuff going on in your head, and it's very unorganized, you know. And so when you get it out of your head and put it into a book, it becomes organized, it's thought out, and it's there. You can get it out of your head.
Yeah.
So people who have had bad experiences in their lives, it's good to write about it.
Yeah.
It really does. It changes your life. People who have written about their traumatic experiences or their bad events, they come back changed.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful therapeutic tool to do.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, and it's, I don't think you and I have ever talked about this idea, Ron. I'm surprised you haven't written a book, if you haven't.
You've mentioned a couple of things.
Yeah, just because I know there's just so many books inside of you. I mean, you're just such a, just a high character person. And, you know, success leaves clues. So I know that, you know, if you were to kind of just tell different stories in your life, it would really inspire a lot of people to do special things. So that was kind of, that's why I keep saying it. It's not because I'm that good of a salesman, I promise. but it's kind of like to segue on that idea is like when you're thinking to write a book, and you know, and I've written a book as well. I self-published a book, and you're right in regards to kind of the therapeutic value of it. It's like, one, I need to get out of my head so I didn't forget it when I'm, you know, my memory starts fading even more than it already is. And two is just like, oh man, let's get it off my heart. Like this was heavy for a really, really long time, living on the streets and everything I went through to get to this point to be able to like to tell about it, inspire the next person. Like that's really powerful work. And I know when I decided to do it, I knew this may not make me a single dollar, which I make probably maybe $100 a month off of my book through Amazon, God bless America. That's actually a lot for, you know, for the longest time I didn't make anything. But is when writing your a book, should an author like shoot for making money? Should that be their primary, you know, motive on it?
You're probably not going to make a bunch of money off your book unless you're an established author and you already have some sort of a following. Mm-hmm. That is, unless you've worked for the White House and now you're a whistleblower, then you might do better.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
For your first book, I always tell people, write it for yourself. Write about what interests you, what you want to learn about. And, you know, think of your first book as a practice novel, because chances are it's not going to be perfect. And, you know, it'll build your self-confidence by seeing it published, and it will teach you to be a better author. And then you can become, you know, more effective in helping other people and getting your message across.
Mm, interesting. So we probably have about another minute and a half until we get out of here. Real quick, give us like kind of a brief understanding between the difference of traditional publishing and self-publishing, and then following that, let our listeners know how they can connect with you if they need to.
Okay. It usually takes more than a minute, but I'll be very brief.
Yeah, I believe in you. I believe in you. We're in the courtroom, and the judge says, I have 2 minutes, so I got to go to lunch.
It's about understanding the pros and cons. Self-publishing, you're bypassing the middleman, the publisher, and you can make more money, and it's faster. Traditional publishing, you know, they're going to really scrutinize your book. They're going to maybe tell you to write more or write less, get some rid of it, or throw it all in the trash can and start over. Mm-hmm. With self-publishing, you bypass all that. You're going directly into print. So what I do is like a hybrid. I'm there to proofread your book if you want that done. If you don't want it done, we will just edit it, you know, edit it for punctuation and grammar and that sort of thing, and get it published for you as quickly as possible.
Nice.
So it's your choice which way you want to go, if you want to go one way or the other. And I just do the whole thing for you. You know, I get it into the publishing format, get your ISBN code set up for you, your copyright page, your contents page, your headers, footers, numbers, photographs, then create a front cover, back cover, put the whole thing into the distributor's computer, and they put it out on Amazon.com and 15,000 other internet sites.
Nice.
And then if you want to go into bookstores, we can do that.
How can they get a hold of you? You got 5 seconds.
My website is transformationalpublishing.com. Email getpublished777@gmail.com. Phone number 850-252-0706.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dave with Transformational Publishing. Special thanks to our sponsors, Picture Rock School and Heating and Plumbing, Inspired Life Mortgage, Inspired Life Chiropractic, Pep Inc., Gap Ministries, Better Business Server in Southern Arizona, CE and Photography, We Care Tucson, Action Print and Copy, Sabino Investment Management, Kiki Rogers with Country Financial, White Stallion Ranch. We'll have all that and more after the break. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. You a Beach Boys fan, Denise?
Of course.
Yeah,
you look like a Beach Boys. Did you see me dancing? Did you see me?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely see that. You, those that are listening,
she doesn't know who they are.
No.
Yes, I do. I made one mistake, and now she just doesn't let it go. I don't understand.
Well, that's the loving boss friendship you guys have. You guys are boss of me's. I don't know. I know what the
co-working friends.
Yeah, there you sure, go. For sure, absolutely. Yeah, I love you guys' energy every time you're in the studio. And if you guys don't know, that's Denise. Denise Alvarez and Irene Coppola with Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. And man, you're, whether it's your videos or just being in studio with you guys, it's always a pleasure. So thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those who don't know, this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with my buddy Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. It almost feels like a family affair, like all day today. Like,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Our guests, like we all know each other. We're all familiar and friends. And it's like, we're here. We're here, people. The good people are all know each other. And funny enough, one of those good people being Travis with Tucson Trades, right? Is that the right? Yeah, Tucson Trades. I just happened to bump into this guy when I was doing, you know, my work out on the streets helping the unhoused population, which is kind of the foundation of what we do. And here he is again, right in front of my face, talking about his awesome work that he does. So welcome, Travis, and tell us about Tucson Trades and what you guys do.
Well, first off, I want to thank you for having me, and I appreciate being here. And my name is Travis Freeman of Tucson Trades, and Tucson Trades is an idea and kind of an event that was born out of necessity for vendors that struggle in July. Primarily, a lot of folks start to have a big break in their business around the peak of the heat in July. That's for a lot of reasons. People don't necessarily want to get out and about. They don't want to get around town. And then also they're trying to save money because their electric bills are high, gas prices are getting high, things like that are always an issue. Mm-hmm. So making it out is always going to be a challenge in July for most businesses, and bringing people in and retaining people is always an issue as well. And that's going to be for brick and mortars. So if you look at the folks that are out there making a living at markets and the ones that are out there at flea markets, vendor markets, farmers markets, things of that nature, July is going to be the biggest hurdle of your entire year. So we would be out at other markets around town, and we would notice the problems that people are having in 85, 90 degree weather. And then obviously, you know that the 110s are going to be coming. So at 85 degrees, we started seeing that once the sun hits people, a lot of people's products would get ruined. Myself being one of them, I actually own a business called Healthful Flowers, and we carry a lot of CBD based products, a lot of those being creams and gummies and things like that. And our products at 88 degrees, 90 degrees, they're taking a big, big hit. We would lose hundreds of dollars in merchandise. So we came up with this idea of taking everyone indoors. And at first, we were thinking of doing a smaller event, maybe 50 vendors or so, bringing it to an indoor space, and then kind of seeing what people thought about doing it that way. But very, very quickly, we realized that it was something that most vendors were dying for. And once we got that great response, we quickly were looking for a larger location, which ultimately brought us to the Tucson Convention Center. And being housed at the TCC, it prevents so many great opportunities for people. One being the AC, obviously being out of the heat, but the loading procedures are all covered as well. So as you're coming out of your vehicle, you're directly out of the sun. And then once you're inside the building, there's great restrooms, there's great security. There are great staff members along with our team that makes it really, really seamless all throughout the process. At our last event, we had 115 vendors. It was a very, very great turnout in terms of the vendors, because the quality of vendors was so high. It definitely attracted a high quality of customers.
Well, how do people how do people sign up or plug in if they want to help, they want to be part of it?
So as a vendor, you're going to sign up on TucsonTrades.com, and then you can sign up as a vendor that way. But as a consumer, all you have to do is show up. Whenever we have an event, our events are free. They do not take any money to attend. We do have VIP packages that include items that typically sell out at our events. But overall, it's just meant to be accessible for the community. It's meant to be a free family fun event. You just have to show up. We have our next event January 6th, and it's going to be even bigger than our last. We definitely want to get more people out, bring more vendors out, and definitely up things each time we have an event.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Travis, for speaking.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you very much.
Well, and you were invited by these two awesome ladies, Denise and Irene. And I'm guessing that... it's probably your invitation was tied into this awesome leadership summit that's coming in September. So why don't you you guys tell me about that?
Yeah, so like we've mentioned before, you know, BBB usually is looked at for negativity, right? The complaints, that's where you go. So we, like you, we have that common goal of highlighting the good in our community, right? And so we met with Travis. He told us about this great event, and we're like, oh, we're having an event. There's expo booths available there as well. And we just really wanted to highlight what he was doing and tie it into Spark. So the Leadership Summit, September 20th, it's an all-day event. We have speakers from the University of Arizona. Nancy Lyons is an international speaker. She'll be talking about how to kick fear in the face, right? Because that's usually what holds us back. And so we're really, really excited.
That's awesome. And so tell us, like, when the event is, where the event is, kind of more of the nuts and bolts of this event.
Yes, absolutely.
So Irene's the nuts and bolts lady.
Nuts and bolts, yes. I love to analyze. yes, we're super excited. The event will be held on Wednesday, September 20th at Casino del Sol. It will begin at 7 a.m. It will end around 5:30-ish because we like to network.
Yeah.
So we will stay late.
You gotta chat it up in the parking lot on your way out.
Absolutely, at the parking lot, in the AC, indoors. But yeah, you know, we're going to have a wide array of speakers, and it's a great opportunity to get your staff in a place where they can have access to these experts of the community and in their subject matter. And we're so excited that we're able to bring this to our community.
Nice. And for the people that were to attend this event, like, what can they expect? What can the attendees, what are they going to get out of this goodie? I bet it's something good.
They're going to get a full day of knowledge and wide variety of knowledge. Again, Nancy Lyons, Dr. Paul Melendez, Chris Hazen Molina, Michael Tucker, and Brandy Ferrere. And they're going to get fed all day long by fabulous food from the casino. We have the fabulous expo area. They'll have a wonderful opportunity to network with hundreds of businesses. So it's going to be a great day. You won't want to miss this.
Yeah. And sadly enough, I mean, I hate to even say this, I have yet to go to a Better Business Bureau event. But everybody I talked to, I know you've probably been to them. Everybody I talked to, they say that Better Business Bureau has some of the best events.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, they are very well attended, and the food's always
fun,
good.
And good group of people that are there. I mean, just the pictures, I can just tell people are having fun. So either they're having fun, or you guys are really good at looking like you're having fun in pictures.
Yes, we're like, stop. But you forgot about there'll be raffles. Okay. There's a raffle for an iPad, AirPods Pro, gift cards. So it's going to be a really fun event. Chris Edwards is our MC. You work with him. So you know that he's super entertaining. So we're really excited.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Well, how can people sign up for it?
Visit bbb.org/TucsonSpark.
Awesome. Denise, Irene, Travis, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Awesome. That's the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. They're pretty easy to find everywhere, so definitely look them up at bbb.org. And this is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Ron Arenas with Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. He's keeping you cool all summer long.
That's right.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned earlier, first Wednesday of every month, the Arizona Sands Club, we have a networking meeting of ourselves, a supporter appreciation event, 9 to 11 a.m. first Wednesday of every single month, just to show you that we love you. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, and I'm here now. I wanted to see how awkward I could make Rod feel. What would you say, 1 to 10? What was that?
Oh, yeah, it was probably around a 7 or 8.
7 or 8. Okay, good. Well done. So, yeah, we're here with two more buddies that we have, and this has been like the Arizona Sands Club show, man. How are they not sponsors on this show at this point, man? Yeah. I talk about them so much, but we have Don Zavis and we have Sean on the line with us, and they're here to talk about ERC. If you do not know those acronyms, that's the Employee Retention Credit, and it's actually really cool. My guest co-host today is Ron Arenas of Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing, who had the good fortune of working with these two gentlemen.
And they helped us get the ERC funds. Uh-huh.
So welcome, Don and Sean, to the show.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Ron, I didn't know you were going to be joining us today. You're literally the best advertisement we could possibly have.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. Yeah.
I planned it that way.
Yeah, it was all part of the grander scheme.
Yeah, you get it. Yeah, so welcome, guys. Tell us, those who don't know what ERC is, what is it?
Well, Sean, do you want to feel this? Because you are the most eloquent in explaining it.
Sure, I'd be delighted. So, and it's great to hear you there, Ron, as well. I didn't know you were going to be here, so that's
fantastic. Yeah, thank you.
So the Employee Retention Credit is a program that Congress and the President passed back in 2020, and it's intended to help those businesses who qualify to essentially get rewarded for keeping their employees paid and on payroll throughout the pandemic. That's kind of it in a nutshell. I could talk straight for 10 more minutes. So, John, tell me, what else would you like me to go into about this?
Well, I mean, for I think probably the big misconception I heard kind of like from, you know, hearing you speak at the Arizona Sands Club, and again, I'm still frustrated they're not sponsors. I talk about them way too much. There's a lot of confusion that people have in regards to who qualifies, how do they qualify, if they qualify. So if you could maybe dispel a little bit of that stuff and help those our listeners out there that are business owners or were maybe business owners in that time period know if it applies to them, if you're even speaking to them.
Got it. Yeah, there is a lot of misinformation out there, and unfortunately, I think you know, many people who should have the answers just don't understand the legislation well. So that's our specialty. Again, the intent of this law was to it's called the CARES Act, C-A-R-E-S, and the CARES Act was passed to reward those business owners who kept employees on payroll. This created the PPP loans and the Employee Retention Credit. That same act did. When it was first introduced, business owners had to make a choice between the two programs. PPP was easier to get, it was fast, and it was well publicized, so most businesses took advantage of that back in 2020 and 2021 when that money was available. Mm. That part of the program is no longer available. Those funds ran out. Congress, I think, realized they weren't helping enough business owners who were hurt by the pandemic to get their funding. So in December of 2020, they amended the law and said retroactively business owners could apply for both. And then that law has now been extended and impacted by some additional legislation. Long and short of it is businesses can qualify on a quarter by quarter basis for Q2, Q3, or Q4 of 2020, and Q1, Q2, and Q3 of 2021. And the four primary ways that a business can qualify are, the first is something called a gross receipts test. So we compare the revenue in 2019 on a quarter by quarter basis to the same quarter in 2020. If they had a decline of 50% or more quarter to quarter comparison, then they qualify for that quarter. And again, each business can qualify one quarter at a time. And then in 2021, Congress made it easier to qualify. They skip over 2020 and they again compare each quarter in 2019 to the same quarter in 2021. Hmm. And if the business was down by 20% instead of 50, then they qualify. You probably have heard a lot of other, you know, radio ads and TV ads about ERC or seen them on social media promising up to $26,000 per employee. So the way that works is each quarter that the business qualifies based on that gross receipts test, they get 50% of their W-2 wages back for each quarter in 2020 with a max of $5,000 per employee for that calendar year. And then in 2021, they increase the payout. It's 70% of W-2 wages for each quarter they qualify in, up to a max of $7,000 per employee per quarter. So that's how you get to, you know, the $5,000 in 2020, up to $21,000 in 2021, that's where you get that $26,000. Mm. So that's the gross receipts test. That's where most, you know, accountants, CPAs, bookkeepers are familiar with that and tell many businesses that if they don't qualify based on that, that they flat out don't qualify, and that's simply not true. The IRS themselves says about 80% of businesses, small businesses under 500 employees, will qualify. So the other three ways that they qualify is if they're a new business from February 15th of 2020 or more recent than that, if they were subject to government mandates and shutdowns, and then the final one, in a broad sense, is supply chain interruption. Mm-hmm. So if their suppliers were shut down by government mandates, mm-hmm. perhaps in another state, then they may qualify that way. And again, I can go into more detail. Let me pause there and see what questions you have.
Interesting. Yeah, you're just like an encyclopedia on ERC, so I love this.
So how would a business start contacting you or getting this process started?
Fantastic. So, you know, best way is send an email to me or Don, Sean, it's S-E-A-N, at ercjunction.com. Or you can also send one to Don there, Don at ercjunction.com. Or you can call me directly. My number is 520-576-3524. And what we do is we'll do a free review. If a business doesn't qualify, then there's absolutely no cost. Our goal is we want to help the people who were hurt by the pandemic who deserve this money. and we'll do that free review. If they don't qualify, there's absolutely no cost.
Interesting. So tell us about maybe some of the success stories that you've had in the process. I know we started off with, you've worked with Ron, but we'll wait. I'll have him speak about his experience in the process here in a minute. I don't want to put him on the hot spot just yet. So tell us about some of your other success stories with the people that you've worked with who possibly maybe didn't think that they were even would qualify, or when they did qualify, they received so much that they give you a big kiss on the mouth.
Well, not sure. Yeah. Well, I'll take this one, Sean, but not the open mouth. That, you know, we gotta have standards. So I think that the claim to fame that I always hang my hat on is, I cannot tell you what a giant percentage of our clients come to us and say, my accountant said I wouldn't qualify. My CPA said I wouldn't qualify. My bookkeeper said I would, you know, my tax lawyer said I wouldn't qualify. And I would ask them very simple questions. For example, did you have problems buying products? You know, was it, you know, did you have any interruptions of your supply chain? They're like, oh, yeah, my God, you know, we've got a collision shop said parts that I used to get in 5 days took me 6 weeks to get. Or I would say, you know, were you closed down by government mandate? And they would say something like, in the case of a restaurant, they'd say, well, no, we were considered an essential service, but, you know, we had to close half of our restaurant because we had to have people 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you've been in any restaurant. If you've got a restaurant that has booths that you'd sit in, you might be 10 inches away from someone back to back on a booth. So even though a lot of these organizations that were told by their trusted professionals they wouldn't qualify, we would ask them some very, very simple questions. And lo and behold, yes, they are absolutely qualified. And to date, I don't think that we've literally had, and I mean, we're talking a huge volume, have really had anyone who said they weren't qualified and ultimately found that they weren't qualified, at least for something. So really, I think our claim to fame is that, as Sean mentioned, you know, there's a lot of misunderstandings. And again, I will also say that we ourselves are absolutely ethical, absolutely honest. I sleep very well every single night. I take every phone call that comes into my phone because we are very upfront, ethical, and honest. And that's the position that we take. And, you know, if that's what you're ultimately looking for, because there is so much, you know, and there is so much misunderstanding in the market. And this is really legitimately something that, you know, people have a general suspicion from, you know, I'm from your government, I'm here to help you. Well, this is literally something, and to date, less than 10% of the people that can qualify have actually applied for their employee retention credit.
Nice.
So what we believe is going to happen is there's going to be a whole bubble, because part of it is closing down next spring. Another part of it is closing down the following spring. So I think what's going to happen is everyone who's been on the fence and, you know, hears about people making money and getting their money back.
I have to wrap you up now. Don. But thank you, Don, Sean, for joining me. ERCjunction.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's Don, Sean. I'm John. We got Ron. And this is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll catch you next week. God bless.